Let's read the Holy Word of God today. We're going to read from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 12, 14 through 23. And a man shall be satisfied with the good fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearketh unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. Yeah, we wanted to talk about truth and those words today, because the American culture, Canadian, Australian, South African, Mexico, South America, Germany, Sweden, name a country, their cultures are speaking lies and deceit against God and his holiness and his righteous ways. Do you have that path of truth in your lips on a daily basis? Or are you living and following after man-made traditions? Do you talk truth or deceit? Do you seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? The kingdom of God is not found in flesh and blood, but in power and spirit and truth. And so we like to read about what God's word tells us and compare his kingdom, his word, his ways, the truth of God, to Satan's kingdom. It makes sense. The kingdom of Satan, this world, is the opposite of God's kingdom. God's kingdom is truth, and Satan's kingdom and the churches are full of lies. So we just read the Proverbs that says, unless you're living for truth, you're deceived, you're deceitful, you're going to go to no good end. Unless you're living for the truth of God on this day. The churches are lying, pastors and priests are lying, the culture is lying. And unless you're seeking God and conforming to his word and ways, you're part of the lie, and God's breath is going to consume you. God's word, God's spirit will consume you. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Seek truth. Find Christ. He is life.